Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. We took a look at, I guess the Masters is coming up.
Do you have the music?
Maybe a little early for the music, but
No, I like it.
I like that.
I hope you're about to talk about what I think you are.
The Masters menu.
Boom.
The Champions menu.
A man of the people.
This is Scotty Scheffler. Now, every year, you know, the tradition is the winner of the Masters from the previous year at what they call the Champions Dinner. All the Masters winners who want can have the dinner, but the previous year's champion decides the menu, so it's Scotty Scheffler.
That's a pretty cool tradition.
I love it.
Do any other tournaments do that?
I doubt it.
Like, Wimbledon has a tradition. The men's and women's champions do a dance.
Is that right?
Yeah, there's a formal ball, and they get all dressed up, and they dance.
I didn't even know that. Never know anything. I never
you
know
a lot.
I never know that. I just my dog's gotcha day was yesterday. I never heard that term. Gotcha.
You know what? Partly it's because you're not on social media.
That's where all the lingo.
It's an enormous thing.
Yeah,
and you don't media. Celebrate.
No, remember probably six
because it's fun.
It's fun.
Yeah,
6 or 7 years ago was the I never heard the term fur baby, and I was at the gym and we had a new coach in the gym. And she was like 24 years old and gorgeous. And she goes, "Hi, everybody. I'm Mallory. And just a little couple of things about myself. I'm a recent graduate of such and such college. I love to work out. And I have a fur baby." And I was like, "What?
I can see it." I thought everybody shaved. That is so brave.
She said, "I love spending time with my fur baby."
And oh my God, me too.
My eyes just like saucer.
I love you.
I was like, "Are you kidding me?" She goes, "My fur baby is the most important thing in my whole life."
I need to excuse myself.
I will come to every single one of your classes forever.
Just couldn't believe it. So the next day I come running in here and said, "Guess what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You didn't know.
This little gorgeous thing over the gym talking about her fur baby." And that's when Biggie had to say, "Yeah, man, that's her cat.
Bruh.
That's her dog.
It's an animal.
Oh, that's
fur baby.
Fur baby." Yeah. I didn't know. And by the way, in this scam alert that we have for you, this segment, the gentleman, it's about a lost animal. And he calls it his fur child or fur baby. So I'm glad I knew what it was.
Back to the Masters.
So here is the menu for the Champions Dinner. And this is from Scotty Scheffler, last year's champion. Appetizer, cheeseburger sliders.
As an app?
As an app. Served Scheffler style. Whatever that is.
I'm telling you, man, this menu is straight up prom at Bonefish. That's my first. When I saw, wait till you get to the rest of it. When you read it off, I mean, it sounds like you could play a game. Is this a prom at Bonefish Grill
or
the Masters Scotty Scheffler meal?
Do you think Scheffler style is his choice of toppings? You get them as he likes them?
Maybe so. Maybe
because like lettuce, tomato,
or
ketchup, mustard.
Maybe. Firecracker shrimp. That's a sweet Thai chili and sriracha mayo.
Bang shrimp, baby.
Yep, that's bang bang shrimp.
Outback.
Papa Scheffler's meatball and ravioli bites.
Woo! With
the tomato basil sauce. That's all Scheffler. Yeah. That's you choose, I guess, one of those appetizers you have. I
bet you get a bunch of them, yeah.
Yeah. First course, Texas style chili.
Chili.
Let's go, baby.
He's from Texas, I guess.
Could I have more crackers, please?
I bet it's Fritos.
Maybe
probably is. Yeah,
probably
could be.
Is. You know this stuff. Anytime
this meal came out and I was like, this is the best thing I've seen all year.
Yep. A main course, choice of wood-fired cowboy ribeye or blackened redfish. Family-style macaroni and cheese, jalapeno creamed corn, soy-glazed Brussels sprouts, chipotle lime roasted sweet potatoes.
Come on.
That's good. That's very good.
That's a good plate.
The dessert is the warm chocolate chip skillet cookie with vanilla ice cream on top. I said, now listen, a former colleague, you all know him, Dave Aiken, sent this menu to us. And I wrote back, "Man, I like that. I like a chocolate chip skillet cookie." And Dave wrote back, "Low rent."
Yeah.
White trash. That's a great cookie.
Yeah. Well, everything here is one step above chain.
If that.
This is fancy chilies. This is fancy chilies, fancy Applebee's.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you imagine being a world star chef at Augusta and this menu rolls in? They're like, I don't know if we have enough skillets for the cookies.
Skillet cookie.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not even, it's just chili. I mean, it's some, he didn't say wild boar chili or elk chili or anything, you know, exotic. Yeah.
And I'd tell him, too, they'd be like, what do you want the meat made of? I'd be like, ground beef, bruh.
Yeah, yeah.
Steak. I don't want, don't come in here with no wild boar or pheasant or something.
And then at the bottom it says, served in honor of Mr. Scotty Scheffler.
Damn right.
Champion Masters.
You know what I didn't realize until later when I saw the menu is that, do you remember there was a time, I guess it was last year, Scheffler missed a tournament because he had cut his hand?
Yes.
On a wine glass,
yes,
they said?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
What I didn't realize is that he was using the wine glass, I think, upside down to cut lasagna. And that is the dish that he is serving.
The little raviolis, the meatball raviolis.
He was cutting out the pasta.
Oh, that makes sense. So that's why he put it on there. That's so I would just say to those that call me low rent, Mr. Scotty Scheffler uses a wine glass to cut out his, and that is not low rent. That's upscale. That is upscale.
I thought he might too. Where was he detained? Was he arrested, detained?
That was at the PGA. That was not a Masters thing. That was
up in D.C. area?
I thought it was in Valhalla, Kentucky.
Maybe it was.
I thought he really played in Valhalla. I don't remember.
I thought he might have had some sort of nod to prison food.
You know what he should do? Like Slim Jim soup.
Right.
That's what he should have done.
Oh, man.
Toilet wine.
Bruno.
That's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
See if the master chef can do that. Then you're talking, right?
Oh, it was up in Louisville.
Louisville,
Kentucky. Yep. Is that Valhalla? Is that the golf course there?
Yep, Valhalla.
So he gets arrested outside there. That was like a big misunderstanding, you know. Yeah, he should have done that. That would have been a nice little wink.
Mm-hmm.
I would have liked that, yes. This is a piece of sports dirt here. High Point University has made the NCAA tournament. They're local to us. We have a dear friend and colleague who went to High Point University. I've known that for 12 hours. I had no idea that he went to High Point. I was told yesterday. Mm-hmm. I said, are you serious? He goes, yeah, I went there. And he goes, I'm a professor there. And I said, what?
What?
You're a professor? I said, but you work here. He goes, yeah, I do a second job. I'm a professor there. I was like, what do you teach? Yeah,
this is my second job.
Yeah. What are you teaching? He's like, radio and podcasting. I was like, well, why can't I get a job? Nobody ever called me to teach anything.
No.
I said to him,
that was always your secondary plan, right?
Yeah, teach.
At age 50.
Yeah. And now I'm past 50.
Well past.
I wouldn't say that. And I'm not teaching. So I didn't realize this. Chris Dim said yesterday that the college students who are sophomores and juniors at High Point University that called the game on the radio have gone viral for their call. To get into the tournament, they had to mount a comeback to win their game. They went on a 24-2 run in the conference championship game.
Imagine.
I know. So
with the postseason on the line.
Yes, they needed a run. Mm-hmm. So the play-by-play guy is Jimmy Roselli. He's a sophomore. Griffin Wright is a junior. He's the analyst. And they put together a montage of the calls that they made during the 24-2 run. And they're going viral. Let's see what we think here.
Pettiford pulls up for three. It's good. Off the bank. Down the paint. On the foul. But he gets the layup to go. And Isaiah Wilson. Hildebrand for three. It's good. Simon Hildebrand. Coast to coast. Trey Benham, you animal, and one. Pettiford, kick out. Theum, three. Got it. Oh my. Theum. From way downtown.
Can you believe the unprofessionalism?
Look how excited they sound.
What a terrible call. This is awful.
Pure magic.
You got to keep control of your emotion. I'd bring those boys into the office and say, guys, if that's the best you can do,
settle.
We're settled down. Keep control of your emotions, for God's sake. This is terrible. Everybody's like, this is the greatest thing. I'm like, oh, really? There used to be a thing called professionalism. When a ball was tattooed, we said it was tattooed.
That's right.
When a ball gets tattooed, you say it is tattooed.
Then that ball was tattooed.
You hear that?
Yawn.
That was a triple to the gap, and I didn't lose control of my emotions when I said, and quite descriptively.
And that ball was tattooed.
That's right.
Tattooed.
Also,
enunciate every syllable.
That's a warthog baseball call, and they had had a good first inning, too.
Already one in, nobody out, bottom half of the first. Winston-Salem getting off to a heck of a start.
You think I didn't want to say more?
No. You keep control of your emotions.
I give these two. I tell you what, I bring them in, give them a little seminar on so how to.
How would you letter grade them?
Oh, C minus.
And you should have seen the two of them. They're on video. They're just all over each other, pushing each other. Yeah. It's like, gentlemen, please have some decorum here. We don't need anything.
Do you think they get paid for this, or are they just doing it for the experience?
They may just be doing it for the experience.
Yeah. They're sophomores and juniors. Yeah.
Way too much emotion.
I hope they get to go to the tournament games wherever they're. Been sent.
I think they are.
Bad waste of money.
Don't send these two. These sophomores.
This might be one of those stories that CBS does a story on them.
Oh, that'd be great. And you would be so miserable, and I'd love it.
Make my blood boil. They do a story on these two. Everything I wanted to be when I was 19, 20 years old.
They're doing it.
Yeah. Pushing and giggling with each other.
Mm-hmm. Bang! Downtown!
So cliche.
Like riding away. They were surfing that way perfectly.
So cliche. Oh, yeah. Good gracious.
And it's hard to even miss when you hear it, but the in-stadium announcer.
He's good, too.
He was right on.
Oh, yeah. He was
The instant the ball went through the basket,
all
he was on.
All over that, wasn't he? I know. I mean, he was all over it and called it very, very well.